We're going to talk about power to heal. We're going to talk about healing, but we're going to place emphasis on how to receive your healing. We will be covering healing as the will of God, but our emphasis is on the power that brings healing. We're going to begin in Luke chapter 13 and give you three scriptural definitions of sickness and disease. Scripture is very clear that sickness and disease does not come of God. It is not of heaven. It is of our enemy, of our adversary, the devil, and came into our world through Adam's sin. You know, we live in a wooded area, so if you leave the door open, you couldn't decide who's coming in, who's not coming in. When you're asleep at night, the fox would come in. We have a little fox that comes through. The raccoons would come in. The snakes would surely come in because we've already had one in the house. Mosquitoes would come in. All kinds of bugs would come in. Therefore, we leave the door closed because when the door's open, no telling what comes in. Now, sickness is of the devil, and when Adam let the devil into our world, anything the devil could do and had the authority, the power to do, he brought with him. He came through the door because of sin, but he does make people sick, so he brought that with him. He does steal people's money, so he brought that with him. So all that the devil does came through Adam's sin. Now, if I sin, I just help Adam and the devil out. You understand. I have a part to play. But sickness lives in our world. It operates here because of what Satan did. Now, this is proved in this story that Jesus gave when he healed the woman, verse 11, with the spirit of infirmity. She had been sick 18 years, was bowed together, could in no wise lift herself up. Jesus saw her. He called to her, said, "Woman, you are loosed from thine infirmity." You are loosed. Woman is actually, it sounds crude to us, but it's actually a term of endearment. In a lot of the world, they say that. In Africa, they say mother. Everybody's a mother. Doesn't mean you're a mother. It's just a generic term. In Scotland, they say wifey. Doesn't even mean you're married. And that's what this word is. And everywhere we went in Africa, because they want you to spend their money, they holler at you, "Mother, mother, mother." And I just wave and smile. I did spend some of Wayne's money. That was wonderful. I like spending money. But he was not being rude to her. It would have been the norm of their day. Now look down at verse 16. After she's healed, it said, "Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, 18 years, be loosed." Who bound her all 18 years? Satan. It was not the work of God. It was never the work of God. Now, this word bind means to tie or restrict. It's very similar to when you put somebody in prison. When you put them in prison, you restrict them. You tell them when they can eat, when they can walk in the courtyard, when they can have a shower, when they can use the telephone, and their life is restricted. And you make the rules, you enforce the rules, and they have to do what you tell them to. Now, sickness, it says, binds or restricts. When something binds you, it prevents you from doing what you would like to do. It steals your freedom, and sickness steals your freedom. But it isn't God stealing your freedom, because God said you should know the truth, and truth will set you free. God's in the freedom business. He came to free you from sin and sickness, too. And if you'll follow Him, if you'll follow the Word, if you'll have faith in the Word, then He can set you free. So God's not in the binding business. And Jesus made that very clear. He said, Satan bound her, Satan restricted her. Now what sickness does to bind, to tie, and to restrict you, it says you can't go to work today. You really don't feel like it. You can't leave your house today. You better stay in bed all day. And it begins to dictate to you and tell you what you can and can't do. Now God doesn't ever drive or dictate. He gave us free will. He gave us choices. Anytime you don't have a choice, it's not God. God wants you to choose Him, to follow Him and worship Him from the fullness of your heart, to desire Him. Well, it says sickness bound her, and sickness came from Satan, but she ought to be loosed. God wants you to be loosed. The first key to being loosed, to receiving the power of God which looses you, is to realize that God wants you to be loosed. That's His will. He doesn't want to tie, to dictate. You know, when sickness becomes so severe, it'll tell you, you need to quit your job. Tell them you're not coming back. You can't go back. And it steals your freedom. I asked one time a group I was teaching, I taught healing here for 7 years, the things that sickness steals from you. And one thing I had not thought about, they said it steals your family and your freedom with your family. And most certainly it does. It not only takes your finances, it takes your time, it takes your job, it takes your peace of mind, but it steals your family and your quality time with your family, and it steals your life often. Well, that's not God, because God's not a thief. The thief comes what? To kill, steal, and destroy. But God comes that you might have life. Does sickness bring life or death? Sickness, if the human body and medical science doesn't know how to aid you, will bring death every time. So it certainly is not of God. Here's our first proof. It binds you. Now look at Acts 10:38.